Good evening, Mr. Duck. I don't know quite what to call you. I have to admit, I was a little bit confused when talking to your people. I thought, frankly, you were the Disney guy, and I was a little bit thrown off. I thought it was a real coup. You're not quite the Disney guy, and I'm not putting it down because it's delightful so far, and I look forward to a great show with you tonight. Welcome to WFMU. It's so nice to have you here. It's so nice to exercise my not cracking up skills. About this career of yours, tell us how you got started. We're really curious.
What career?
Oh, that would be the singing career or the performing career, if you will.
I'm not a singer or a performer, Stuart. I'm just a WFMU listener. I started to listen to WFMU in the 1980s, and I went to Upstate College, and then I started to volunteer, and then I just wanted to get on the air. So I said, I want to be on this program, and then you invited me here, and here I am, so far.
You really have the most remarkable voice, and you know, I have to say that when I heard your voice that I thought you were putting reverb on your voice, but evidently that's your natural voice because you're just speaking to me in this studio here with no effects whatsoever, and it sounds like you're talking to me from the bottom of a well. Well,
don't be lost, man. That's stupid of you to say that.
Well, I didn't mean to insult you. I didn't mean to rile you up or...
Well, you should just let it down.
Easy, easy. I'm sorry. Now, listen, I'm going to have to...
I'm going to have to...
If you
this is my treatment.
Mr. Duck, you have a right to your opinion, but... Listen, I'm just going to have to keep leaping you if you do that. I mean, really, can you just behave yourself for 5 minutes? I mean, we're here...
Well, if you ask me a civil question, then I will respond civilly. Okay, okay.
Did you apprentice with roadie with a rock band? Is that true? That rumor true?
No, I told you already. Yes, I am not a singer. I just came here because I volunteered at WFMU and Judy Lennon asked this week. So you said, oh, please play on my show. Please play on my show. So I said, yeah, I'll send you letters over sometimes. I said, what do you want me to do?
I'm sorry that I don't mean to laugh, and I know, and I don't mean to, it looks like it's upsetting you even more because it's the last thing that I want to do. First, I just want to say that I'm so honored that you're here, and you're right, I did beg you to come onto the show, and you know, and I'm glad you're here, even though we can only decipher maybe one out of the every eight words or so that you say. Really, you're worse than Howard the Duck, you know, you're worse than that wiseacre, you're just cursing up a storm like a sailor duck.
I'm sorry, but
okay.
The blue page.
Oh, the blue page. Yes. Yeah, we should talk about that. That's one of the things that I know that you're coming through here, you're doing the Leno show, you're doing all the shows to hype the blue page. The WFMU blue page is going into effect. Going into effect, the DJs say that. I'm really, you know, I just everything I say seems to upset you. Can I just give you the opportunity to speak, use this public forum that dozens of people might hear, to talk about the blue page. Can you just, we're having a little trouble hearing you there. Maybe if my engineer can cut just a little bit of the echo off of that, because we really, it's important.
Okay.
The other one. No, that's a good one. Yeah, that's good, Rusty. Thanks.
The blue page is for X-rated music. That's really not play on the radio, because the Federal Communications Commission forbids it.
Forbids it.
So... We set up this page and we play anything we want. And so far, we have been
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And just keep on going down, just lowering your standards further and further as you go on. Well, that's like a dream come true for the scatological listener who craves to hear those dirty Frank Zappa songs and things like that. What do you suppose that we'll be hearing on the blue page? And can you tell us again when is it on? It's on the internet. Oh, okay. We don't have like a blue. Oh, I see. It's not a, like an internet broadcast. I ought to go to our homepage more. I would learn these things. WFMU.org. That's the address to go to. And when you click on the blue page, what does it say? The
archives.
Archives. Right. Okay. So it's in our archive section of our webpage. And there's you, I guess, mediating the blue page, Mr. Duck, Mr. Dirty Duck.
But also in the future, there will be like a message by Chris T.
Yeah.
And Rex. And some more people.
Chris T. And Rex.
And so they'll be mediating the blue page. They'll be doing a blue page themselves. So they'll be sort of DJing the blue hour or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And will they be able to curse themselves, the DJs?
If they want to.
Oh, because some of us long to, you know.
Some of them are pretty potty mouth.
Some of them, I'm sorry, with the what mouth?
Potty
mouth. Yeah. Right. Yes. Well, that doesn't, you know, I mean, I couldn't imagine me doing that, but maybe I'll talk to the program director and he'll get me in there some week. Although, that's not really my style, you know. I'm just really much more of a straightforward kind of plain vanilla guy.
Yeah.
But so what are we going to hear now on your show, on your internet, on the Blue Page broadcast? Can you give us an idea? Give us a little tease.
It's just yourself. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Oh, okay. So it's a complete surprise. You just have to tune in. But it'll be like a little dream come true. You'll hear all those dirty songs that you couldn't hear on WFMU.
Yeah. All right, I want to sing some more songs now.
Say that again?
I want to sing some more songs.
Oh, okay, yeah, please. By all means. Yeah.
So
can we go back in there? I'd just love to say thanks again for coming here and for doing the show.
Well,
and thanks for not putting your cigar ad on my forehead.
You're welcome.